Today, our guest, Andy Bartlett from the Ledge State Park Manager. Thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
Hey, we've got the celebration. There are two parks this year. You're the park historian for the state, I think. I don't know. You do a lot of two parks this year celebrating their centennials. Last weekend, Pilot Knob, right?
Yeah, Pilot Knob State Park up near Forest City had their 100th anniversary celebration last weekend. Their official day was September 11th that they dedicated. And so they had a big celebration, a lot like what we're going to have here. And ours is coming up. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from a September 28th celebration event.
So Friends of the Ledges, actually, everybody got together and kind of worked on and picked the big day, really, to be the 28th, which ties in, really, with, what is it, U.S.?
It's National Public Lands Day, so it's a holiday.
It's a regular time. You guys would always have some activity going on.
Yeah, usually statewide, we organize an effort to have as many volunteer events as we can in different state parks across Iowa for National Public Lands Day as a way to give back to the public lands and celebrate the meaning of what they are and what they represent to us for, you know, how we spend our free time and enjoy nature and things like that. So it's a great date and national kind of holiday. Holiday to tie in this big centennial celebration for us.
So it worked up for you guys anyway, rock solid for 100 years. Kind of goes along with all the other things going on right now, too. I know that, the big thing is a lot of ideas have come together for this. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up on the 28th so people can kind of, if they haven't seen the schedule, there are ways to get them.
Yeah.
And Friends of the Ledges have them, and I think they've got them spread around all over.
Yep. So schedule-wise, you know, two of the best places you can do it right from home is either on Friends of the Ledges Facebook page. There's an event for the 28th, an event page for their facebook.com/friendsoftheledges, or the Friends of the Ledges webpage, which is friendsoftheledges.org. So either one of those two, you'll find the schedule, you'll find itineraries, you'll find logistical information. The big thing, you know, we want people to understand, too, is that parking, you know, albeit on a normal busy weekend at Ledges, mm-hmm. is pretty restricted and can be sometimes crowded. So, you know, keep in mind that we will be offering a shuttle service, which is awesome. It was made possible by the Boone 100 Club this spring. And also our partners and neighbors, Camp Hanashaw, is who we're partnering with to provide that shuttle service with the funding from the Boone 100 Club. So fantastic kind of partnership there between those two different organizations and groups. So
Where's parking recommended?
Yeah, you know, you can park at Park and Ride by the racetrack in Boone. Okay. So they're resurfacing it now, but it should be reopened by the time the 28th rolls around. You can park there. There's plenty of parking also at Camp Hanashaw. We're going to allow parking there. You can jump on one of the shuttle buses.
Okay.
And this isn't just going to be one shuttle bus. It'll be numerous buses kind of running throughout the day back and forth between these lots. And then we're also parking people at the Boone Wildlife Research Station on the south side of Ledges, and then in some of the lots we have in the park. Okay. So don't get frustrated if you show up that day and the parking lots in the park are full. You know, there's lots of overflow right outside at Camp Hanashaw or at Park and Ride, where your wait should be really short to jump on one of those shuttle buses.
I'm going to say one of the things that, yeah, they're going to keep rolling through. And so, folks, if you haven't walked the trails or been up and down the hills, you'll enjoy getting a chance to ride up and down, too.
Yeah.
So, just go from one spot to another.
We're going to have really good signage marking the parking lots. We're going to have volunteers stationed at each one who are going to know what's going on and where you need to go if there's a specific part of the schedule that you're trying to get to.
Okay, one of the things that Friends of the Ledges did, their regular fundraiser that they've done in October, as a rule, has been a pancake breakfast. They shifted that to be that morning on the 28th.
Yeah, so we partner with Chris's Cakes has been the vendor who's done the pancake making for us in October every year. And it's kind of always been called Colors and Cakes. You know, you come out in the mm-hmm. morning and have pancake breakfast and support the park and then enjoy the fall foliage. Well, we actually have a decent amount of foliage starting to turn some bright colors already.
Thanks to very warm and dry weather.
But So we're going to do that pancake breakfast fundraiser on the morning of the 28th starting at 8:30. And that's going to be at the Carl Fritz Henning Shelter down in the bottom of the park. So you shouldn't really need much to utilize this shuttle at that early in the morning, and the parking should be adequate down there. Mm-hmm. But show up down there as early as 8:30, and you can support the Friends group through purchasing a pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want advance tickets, if you know someone in Friends of the Ledges, you can purchase from them. or at Regency Retirement Village right now. Okay. There, you can walk in the front door and buy a ticket for the pancake breakfast in advance.
I think, what, $9, I believe it is?
Yeah, $9 like a ticket.
So, and again, that just goes to support all the things that the Friends do.
Right? It does. You know, last year they put a dollar towards every pancake breakfast towards the new endowment that they have, which is rolling along really nice. But the funding itself goes to do a lot of great work at the park.
All right, we've got a lot of other things that are happening there. You guys are even going to have a bags tournament?
Yeah, bags tournament. I think they're signing up 40 teams. On the schedules, the contact information to call to sign up for that. That's also on the Facebook page as well. So if you're interested in putting a team or two together to join the bags tournament, that'll start at 10 a.m. at the Oakwoods picnic area and probably run for 2 or 3 hours. But the organizer of that does this all the time.
Sure.
And it should be a good addition in that morning for that.
Here, we can do this and have a good time out here as well. You're going to have food vendors that'll be spread around different areas?
The food vendors are all be in one area. Okay. They'll be just west of the campground entrance, kind of in one of those upper parking lot areas. So there's plenty of parking at the food vendor areas. It's a stop along the shuttle route. There's space to picnic there or eat once you get your food. And you're kind of halfway between two of the different areas where we're going to have live music entertainment as well. So halfway between Oakwoods and the campground entrance. So there's a lot going on up there in the top, and the food vendors are kind of stuck right in the middle.
Okay. Throughout the afternoon, I got all kinds of musical entertainment that'll be going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, great lineup of local musicians and bands that are going to be out there playing down at the Henning Shelter, up at the Oakwoods area, and at the campground entrance periodically for about two-hour blocks from noon to 6 throughout the day.
Okay. For those that are going to raise the question, the Oakwoods Shelter still off-limits.
It
but
is.
The area itself around there, you still got ample room to do a lot of activity.
Yeah. If you're coming for the live music, I'd recommend bring in your own chair. Yep. You know, picnic tables are limited and we may have some in some of those areas, but yeah, bring your own seat to sit down and relax and enjoy that music.
And not hard. Again, if you're going to go from one spot to another, got the shuttle. And
that's right.
Easy, just fold up the chair and away you go. Going to have some bingo throughout the day as well down at the Carl Fritz Henning Shelter.
Yep, bingo at the shelter. One of the things I'm really excited about is the character hike that's going to take place at 10 a.m. So, you know, get your breakfast.
I hear this is going to, you got some people playing parts.
Yes. So really excited. This was our seasonal naturalist, Vanessa. This was her idea and a fantastic idea, and she's just run with it. And I've kind of helped to put the right people in the right roles for her for that day. And we actually had kind of a run-through of it just Saturday out at the park with some of those that are going to be playing those characters. But that'll start at 10 a.m. as well in the Oakwoods area, but on the other side of Oakwoods from the bags tournament, so near the canyon entrance gates. And we're going to hike along the trail for a little bit, about a mile and a half hike, and we're going to meet people who are playing the roles of Carl Fritz Henning, Lewis Pamel, Ada Hayden, and a few of the Civilian Conservation Corps workers kind of doing some trail work along the way. And it's going to be as if they've come back to 2024 and are reflecting on their influence to the park over the last century for whatever time frame they were there.
Now, you had some people that were very interested in doing that. I'm playing those characters.
Yeah. I'm really excited because the people that are doing it are knowledgeable of the characters themselves, know a little bit about park history and should be really good in that role. Some of them look the part really well, but all of them are knowledgeable and know the park and know those roles well. And I think it's going to be a really neat hike.
So that is that. And again, no charge for that, folks.
Correct.
No charge, really, unless you go to like the food.
The pancake breakfast fundraiser and the food vendors will be the only thing we charge for through the day.
That's the only thing. So otherwise, you got free music. You got opportunity to go around the park. You come and go as you please, really.
Yeah.
And again, shuttle to take you up and down. Yep. You don't have to worry about
back in by the.
You know, unless you go on the character hike. You're going to have to walk a little bit, hike. So dress appropriately for that. Wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah, that hike will be about a mile and a half total. For kids, there's carnival games and activities in the campground. There'll be a balloon artist and a face painter and, you know, football toss, ring toss, all kinds of carnival games in the campground around near the playground area as well. So, I mean, there's things for all ages to do all day long at this event. It'll be really neat.
This is all coming up, the Grand Centennial event that's going to be held on the 28th. Again, starts early in the morning if you go for pancakes and stay as long as you want.
Yeah.
Or come and go. Come late for pancakes and then stay all day.
Again, Friends of the Ledges are going to have a tent and some information available at the entrance to the park as well, with endowment information, selling their 100th anniversary t-shirts, concession stand will be open. So, I mean, great chance to get souvenirs too from some of the centennial activities, and it's going to be a busy, fun day.
We'll get a link on our website for this, but I know you are looking for some more volunteers. You do have a number of people that have already signed up, but you have opportunities for others. Plus, you get a cool shirt.
Yeah. You know, you get a free Centennial t-shirt in a limited edition color for volunteering at the event that we're not selling otherwise. So we do need some help, especially parking lot monitors. So,
sure. You
know, you might be on a parking lot for 2 or 3 hours and just directing traffic, saying when the next shuttle's coming, where some of the entertainment is. And we're going to provide anybody who volunteers with that background information so they're informed and ready to help when they get there. So if you want to sign up on Friends of the Ledges Facebook, there is a link in this Centennial event page for the Sign Up Genius to sign up and help with parking lot monitors. I believe there's spaces available to help with, you know, watching some of the carnival games and things like that in the campground. So if you want to stay all day and donate a little bit of your time for part of it, we'd really appreciate the help.
You don't have to join the Friends of the Ledges to do this. You may, by the time you're done.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Or maybe in another week or so afterwards as they wind down. By the way, speaking of the Friends, of course, to help promote all of this, we have Puffer Billy Days coming up, and they are keeping their fingers crossed for good weather for the parade, because they've been putting some work into, well, they have it the last couple of years for floats to participate in the parades.
That President Rick Helt comes up with these great ideas every year for designing the float, and then they all come together and help build it over several different nights leading up to the Puffer Billy Parade. And it's usually really good. A great representation of the park, great promotion of the park. And they've been doing well as far as the place of the nonprofit category. I think they've won 2 or 3 years in a row now in Puffer Billy Float. So, they're working on that in the evenings this week, getting ready to go. There's also a run through this Wednesday evening at the park. Thursday the 19th at 5:30 at the campground entrance. For anybody volunteering for the big event, they can come out. We're just going to kind of walk and drive to some of the areas where events and activities will be going on, so you can know what's going to happen
what's going to be planned and stuff, which would be their regular meeting night. Always the third Thursday of the month. During the season, let's go. With that.
So. They're going to get together quite a bit the next 2 weeks with the run through of the big event, the float building, and then they're also having a regular business meeting on the 24th as well at 6:30 at the park office. So a lot going on with Friends of the Ledges this month. It's busy, but it's good busy stuff. It's great promotion for the park. Lots of activities for people to join in.
You know, as you started this, so I remember a few years ago we were talking about getting this done, and this isn't going to be the end. You still have some other events that are going to be coming up for the Centennial celebration.
Yeah, you know, annual trick-or-treat event on October 12th, that Saturday from 5 to 6:30. There's an event page up for that as well already, but that's an easy one. We just basically set the day and time, and our campers do a fantastic job of supporting the community that comes out to trick-or-treat through the campground. So that's the 12th, and then once the dust kind of settles from this September 28th event, we're going to roll right into planning for our November 9th rededication, because it was November 9th of 1924 that Ledges was officially dedicated, so that official celebration or official anniversary will happen on a Saturday this year of November 9th, and we're going to plan just a more of a less active kind of laid-back rededication ceremony, where we highlight what the park has been for the last 100 years to this community and the people who live around here and Iowans as a whole, really, and celebrate that rich heritage that we have on November 9th. We don't have times or anything set for that yet. You know, the major planning stages for that are going to happen after we get through this September 28th thing.
And you go around and do the history, and you've done presentations on it in the past and had some of the pictures in there. We've got some of the picture shows. There are people all out there, all dressed up in their in their hats and ties and everything else. So
yeah, it should be fun. You know,
we don't have to do that this time.
But. No. Dress in our period clothing attire, right? You know, one thing I would like to highlight too is a great partnership we've had with KWBG this spring and summer and into the fall, really, recording memories and experiences of past park employees at Ledges over the last, you know, couple decades and more to some extent. And you guys have those on your website now as a special podcast. Yeah. Some of the funding to help with that and promotion for September 28th was generously provided by the Pratt Fenton Trust. So again, this community engagement is just something really special to Ledges and why it's such a great state park.
That's one of those things that, by the way, folks, it's usually or 11 o'clock on Sundays. It's an open time, and we've been playing back some of those interviews. And you hear some of the previous folks that worked out there, even before you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a lot younger then.
Before I was alive, actually,
Some of them, I mean, you know, they got some great stories about, you know, they remember the zoo out there.
They do, things like that. I've had such a good time because I've got to actually sit in on all the interviews and facilitate those. So hearing stories I've never heard before and reasons why things are this way or that way has been eye-opening for me. And so it's a great opportunity for you to jump on KWBG's website, listen to some of those, or tune in on Sundays at 11 and hear some of those played back.
All right. So again, for those that might be interested in volunteering, and again, you don't have to do a lot, but it might be a couple hours commitment to maybe help direct traffic, whatever. You go on to the Friends of the Ledges Facebook page.
Yes.
That's one way to do it. We'll get this link posted online as well here at KWBG. And I know there might be others that'll say, well, I'd like to help, but I don't do much online.
Yeah.
They can call.
Call me at the office. We'll find a way to get you signed up for a role. You can email ledges@dnr.iowa.gov. We'll help you out any way we can. If you want to help, we'll find a spot for you too.
And of course, got dress rehearsal coming up for anybody that does volunteer. That's going to be this Thursday. So the sooner you sign up, the better. Get everything prepared for that. But the big day is going to be on the 28th.
That's right. Yep. You know, we joke a lot that in the fall, especially after Labor Day, there's a lot of parks, more rural parks or lake parks, and school gets back in session and their visitation just dives. And ours goes the opposite direction. So we are just ramping up, besides all of the events going on, and with the leaf color change and the crisp fall weather and the hiking opportunities at Ledges, now is a fantastic time to get involved with Friends of the Ledges or the Centennial Celebration. A great time of year to do it too.
Just going to throw out a reminder too. Vanessa still has other activities going on each weekend. So she's got something this weekend as well, even during all the Puffer Billy Day activities.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Campground's still pretty full?
Campground's full every single weekend. And looking ahead at the reservations, it stays that way all the way through the end of October. You might find some sporadic openings in October, late October, but not for the Halloween weekend. That one's full already.
That's full.
But we take reservations all the way through the end of November.
So again, that's for the Ledges State Park. But Grand Centennial event, really focusing on that, the 28th. Starting early with pancakes that day. And if you happen to be down there or happen to be talking to people that are around that day from Friends of the Ledges, maybe inquire about the endowment if you want to help support that. That's pretty easy to do. And they are instrumental because all the dollars they get go back into the park. And they're really building what they want, an endowment for the park for the next 100 years.
Yes. And the endowment, you know, is a year old now, and they're already by the end of this year, 2024, to make their first disbursement, and they are going to support, in addition to state funding, rehabilitation of that Oakwood shelter that's been closed now for two seasons. So that's the type of work that this endowment goes to support, is the stuff that makes up the identity and traditions of the park.
Well, one thing we know, we're not going to worry about flooding and all the heavy rains and everything, so we got that part taken care of. A little rain would not hurt the park itself.
That's right.
Again, we're all looking at that, but again, with the warmer weather and dry conditions, I know the trees have started to turn a little bit down there already. So still got a lot of work that's been done, and an opportunity for people to come down and see what's been done over the years. If you haven't been down there lately, or even if you have, just come out and help celebrate.
You bet. Yeah.
It's a big thing. Again, go coming up on the 28th, and then there will be even more going forward as we do. So get yourself signed up. Plan to be out there. Put it on your calendar. Save the day.
All right.
Help celebrate. Andy Bartlett, manager from the Ledges State Park, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us, and boy, we look forward to, well, come on out this week, actually. There's things to do out there, and Vanessa will be there doing some what? She's going to look at frogs.
She's got frog programs coming up this Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah, who would have thought? Dry as it is, she'll find the frogs out there.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jim.